First of all, I mean, the band that's doing the the Maryland Death Fest in the weekend, how are you guys excited about that?
I'm personally really excited about it, 'cause there's so many bands that I just want to see, you know. But I mean, aside from that, it's cool to be a part of it, man, 'cause it's the lineup this year is amazing, you know. So it's cool to be a part of something so killer, you know.
And
So many good bands. Oh.
how do you feel people are going to perceive your music, since, I mean, I hate God's music. It's not as brutal as all the a lot of the other bands playing there.
We've played some festivals where, you know, we weren't really we're really different from the other bands. Now, like we played it in Norway for the Inferno Fest, and I mean, we're kind of out of place musically, but I think that regardless of whether or not we're on a bill with, you know, maybe like with Death Fest is more like death metal or grindcore oriented. I think that it's just our interpretation of what brutal is, you know. So usually it works out good. We just do our thing, and we just do our thing, and you know, hope that people like it. And most of the time, it works out good. You know, it's a change of pace. We're definitely slower than most of the bands we're playing with, but you know, it's just our take on brutal. So I think it makes for a more interesting show, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that is true. And I mean, you guys have been constantly touring all the way, all Europe and the US, but you haven't released that full-length album in 10 years. Is there anything on the works on that?
Yeah, that's actually the highest priority we have right now is after we finish this U.S. tour to really kind of buckle down and get to work. You know, we've started writing. You know, so we've got about 5 songs that are complete and about, you know, 30 or 40 riffs floating around that just need to be arranged. But I think everybody's pretty much dead set on it happening this year, at least for it to be written, and then, you know, to be released maybe early next year, or realistically in the, you know, in the fall or something like that.
And can you tell us a little bit more about how do you think the band is sounding in this new unwritten, unfinished album?
You want to know if there's a different style, or
Yeah, I mean, how do you think that, I mean, over the years the band's evolved, and how is it coming out now?
well, like I was telling somebody else, you know, before, way before I was even in the band, you know, like in 88 or 89, whatever it was, they were like, it was like I was a joke band, you know. It was done for fun, and it was done to annoy people, and that was pretty much their perspective on it. You know, that's why I loved it, you know, because it was just like a sonic fuck you. But I think that over the years, you know, especially like around the Take Is Needed for Pain era, I think that everybody started to think a little bit more about the sound that is IEGAI. Like, I don't think it was really thought of as like going in one direction before that, you know. I think it solidified around Take Is Needed for Pain. I wasn't in the band, you know.
Yeah.
I'm saying from a third person perspective. That's when it took a turn to me, you know.
What do you feel? What do you think about the expectations and the high expectations that having 10 years pass between releases generates between the fans?
I think it makes us all a little nervous, because we know that, you know, this has to be like one of the best things we've done, because it's been so long, and you know, the band's been around for so long that this one needs to hit, you know. But we stop ourselves from thinking that way. You know, we just like, you know, why, you know, why overcomplicate or why overthink what we're doing? You know, it just seems like progression is something that should be natural, and that's what I think is what we have going on right now, is that, you know, it's not any conscious decision to be like, well, let's do this instead, let's change this around, you know, let's try whatever, you know, but we stop ourselves from thinking like that, you know, because you just end up, you know, hitting a brick wall, like, why are we overthinking it? And so I think that the main thing for us is to remain simple, you know, simple and powerful.
Yep, and of the U.S. touring, I mean, are there any particular places that you guys like most to tour, to pass by?
In the U.S., of course, you know, New York's always a blast, Boston as well, San Francisco is a lot of fun. I have fun just any place we play. You know, we could be playing in, you know, Kalamazoo, Michigan. It sounds good to me. But in New York, you know, like the bigger cities, you know, there's more going on. Is, you know, a lot more party going on, you know, in the bigger cities. So it's always a little more fun.
And out of all the years that you guys kind of been doing this, do you feel that all the people still going to the shows and everything are getting impatient about having the same music?
Yeah, like, I think a lot of people are happy to see us play old songs, of course. But, you know, there are, you know, people that are wondering, like, well, when are y'all going to put out a new record, you know? And that's something we've heard more than once, you know? And so I think that, you know, with this tour that's coming up in the U.S., you know, we play a lot off of the earlier stuff, and I think we might, you know, mix a couple of new ones in the set just so people can hear what we got going on. But I think right now is a good time to tour, like we're touring now, and, you know, it gives us a chance to start fresh when we go back out again. We'll have new music. And, you know, it'll be our stuff.
Phil Anselmo has played with you guys sometimes for in some songs live. Are there any ideas of putting him on the new album as a guest musician, maybe?
That was something that, you know, was done more for fun. You know, it's kind of like, you know, he's been a friend of everyone in the band for a while, you know. And, you know, like at Hellfest, he got up and jammed a song with us, but it was more for fun, you know, like a bunch of friends hanging out on stage. Hey, dude, here's my guitar. You know, this is where you put your fingers to make the notes. something, you know, that's fun to do, you know. But for any record that we put out, I think that it's essential that it's the five of us, you know, and that's kind of like how we look at it. I don't think we've never even had the thought of like having someone like guest spot on a record, you know. Like, it'd probably be cool, but it's just, you know, we have fun jamming with each other, you know.
Yeah. And musically, I mean, where do you guys find inspiration now with that there's so many bands trying to do what bands like I Hit God have done before? Now they're just rehashing stuff. Where do you guys find inspiration with new bands, if at all?
I'm guilty of relying on old stuff for inspiration. You know, I like to listen to new bands, but the music that inspires me doesn't sound like, you know, like an IE guy song or anything like that, you know? So, I mean, like most of what, you know, would inspire me to write would be like The Accused or Cro-Mags or of course Black Flag or the Melvins, you know, all that kind of stuff, you know, heavily, you know, inspires me, as well as like any Delta Blues, especially John Lee Hooker, You know, that's the kind of music that drives me, you know, and then I run it through my filter, and then it sounds, you know, way different from what it is that's inspiring me, right?
Yeah, that if you had, like, I mean, whatever creative freedom that you wanted to actually put the influences exactly as you want them in the band's music, how would you change, or what would you change from the style?
I don't know that I would change anything, man. I think that everything that we do in this band is solid, you know. I don't think that any of us, you know, feel like we need to change anything drastically. Of course, you know, with the new record, we have to progress, you know, a little bit, you know. But like I said, that's just something that comes natural, I think, and so I don't know that any of us would really want to change anything. I know we've talked about, you know, if we were to do like a double LP of doing one album that is, you know, like an I Hate God record with the music and everything, and then another LP that has, you know, different shit, you know, like Mike and Joey do a lot of noise projects, and, you know, we're thinking about maybe incorporating some of that kind of stuff into it, and then, you know, Jimmy and Brian, you know, have kind of thrown around, like, you know, playing stuff that's not distorted, but, you know, not cheesed out or nothing, too, just, you know, like, real mellow, you know, like, kind of creepy mellow stuff, you know,
mm-hmm.
But, so I guess it would be like a one album of, you know, of the straightforward music that you would expect, and then another album that, you know, is just from all different directions, you know, maybe throwing a cover on it, like, we're talking about doing, a cover of Black Flag's Nothing Left Inside, you know, just for fun, you know, so that could be something else that we would put on the other record, but we don't really have anything that's 100% what we're going to do at this point. I think everybody's head is just everybody's head is focused on just writing the record first.
Yeah, exactly. So might as well just think for the day. And where you see yourself in the band in a few years? Do you think you guys still going to be touring and everything, or what are your thoughts on that?
I definitely think we'll still be touring. It seems like within the last couple of years, because, I mean, we've had years where, you know, we didn't do anything, you know, and it just seems like in these last couple of years, you know, things have really been positive for the band as a whole, and, you know, in our personal lives and everything. So it's kind of like giving us like a like new fuel, you know. And in a couple of years, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, but as far as us doing our part and, you know, putting out music and playing shows and doing what we do now, you know, we plan on still doing that 2 years from now. You know, maybe, or, you know, 10 years from now, until one of us, okay. So, can you hold 1 second, man?
Yeah.
But, I don't think that I don't think we'll be losing steam anytime soon. I can't speak for everybody, but I think everybody's been doing this long enough to the point where it's like, well, what else are we going to do? You know? It's, you know, it's been like over 20 years myself and Jimmy and Mike and Joey and Brian have been doing it longer than I have. So, I don't know. It's what we love to do, man. It's nothing that any of us would be willing to give up. We have too much fun doing it.
Do you think there will be another 10 years in between albums?
Who knows, man. The thing that kind of makes everything creep by time-wise when we're trying to write a record is, you know, all the other projects that we have gone on, too. You know, there's Soul and Green and you know, Outlaw Order and Down and it was Super Joint. You know, there's so many bands, and I guess, you know, to properly focus on each one, it just takes time, you know. There's a lot of time in a year, and I think that, you know, it can be coordinated. It just makes everything that much more drawn out.
Oh, is there anything else that you want to add for the fans of the band? Like you said, I mean, we talked about the album, we talked about the tour. Any other stuff that you feel relevant?
No, not really. Just we can't thank our fans enough, you know, for sticking with us through the years. And so we appreciate it, you know, when people come out to see us and, you know, buy our records and T-shirts or whatever. You know, without all y'all, we wouldn't be too much. We'd be playing, you know, to 10 people. They cared enough. So thanks to everybody that's supported us along the way. It's not forgotten. And thank you for taking the time out to do this interview.
Okay. Well, yeah, thank you